This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, it's 103.7 KISS FM with Riggs and Allie. So the governor has now issued a Safer at Home Act, which he'll be signing into effect today, essentially closing all non-essential businesses, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So essential businesses being obviously hospitals and caregivers and things like that. People that provide essential care, doctors, nurses, healthcare industry, grocery and family caregivers are granted exemptions. So if you work for any of those, you need to travel to and from work. They're saying that you do that and that only. Otherwise, if you can have the ability to stay at home and work from home, do that. Stay at home. Only go out for necessities. I told this to my wife last night. She was like, but I want some pasta. And I go, but we don't have pasta. It's fine. We don't need it.
No,
we're not
going
to make a trip out right now just for something that you want. Don't go out just because, oh, I want shrimp for dinner. I'm going to run to the store and get some shrimp.
No.
No, you don't have shrimp.
It doesn't work that way anymore.
Make something else. You know what? You don't have any more hamburger buns? It's time to learn how to have a round ground beef patty on a square piece of bread, everybody.
Yep.
And if you haven't done that before, you haven't lived.
Yep. I agree.
It's time to be poor people. Oh. That's okay.
I'm going to get into my experience at the store here at 6:30 yesterday because it was my last day to really get any necessities I don't have.
Really?
Before, you know, we get sent home and we're all going to be working from home, et cetera. So I was like, this is necessity, like, times 100 time today.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to tell you what I experienced at the grocery store.
Oh, can you say which store now? Because I'm just curious.
What do you think? What, does it matter, or you think that does make a difference on which store it was
I'm literally just curious because I've been to some. I want to see how our experiences compare.
I think it matters only because
I was at a Walmart.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Supercenter.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh. A big one that would...
And I don't know if she couldn't believe good or couldn't believe bad either. I don't know which side it goes. Like, she couldn't believe they were being this vigilant or couldn't believe they were this ridiculously
bad.
Off.
Ooh. Oh, okay, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I'll tell you.
Things went south in a hurry.
So, America's not doing their part from what I saw yesterday, and we're going to get into it. That's what I need to talk about.
So this all goes into effect today, and it's time to take it very seriously now.
Time, people.
It's been time.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off, but
no, go ahead.
I thought it's midnight tonight. I thought I saw like a counter that it starts at midnight tonight.
We'll get developments as the morning goes on, and we'll keep people posted in the next hour or so.
20 days ago. That's when it starts.
Yes, there it is. Yeah, started last week.
Trigger!
It should have started 2 weeks ago. That's when it should have started.
Yes, and the fact that other parts of the country are still behind us means we're going to be wait. Now that all the spring breakers are coming back and spreading across the nation, we've got to wait again. God help
Stay home. Wash your damn hands.
Yes.
But we'll keep you updated because it will literally, it's fluid. It's coming out like as the hour, as the day goes on. So we'll keep you posted in the next hour on KISS FM because that's what we're doing here.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so big update on Kobe Bryant and his daughters. They have been appointed new guardians to represent their interests when it comes to their dad's trust. Guardian ad litem. Now, I've only heard of these in messy divorces, okay? This is what we get when you have a messy divorce and they can't decide who's going to get custody of the kids. They bring in, if both parents appear to be whacked out, they'll bring in a guardian ad litem. People are going to get mad that are listening, but it's the truth. If the court can't tell who to give it to, they got to get a guardian ad litem.
Well, sure.
Doesn't mean you're both cuckoo. It means you probably are.
At least until the kid's 18, you got to have some sort of a guardian in place.
This is a guardian ad litem that comes in with a divorce just to figure out who gets custody. So a literal person comes into the home and observes, and then this is
like a mediator, essentially?
Kind of.
Okay.
But not really. They come in, they question your friends, they question your family about what kind of a parent you are.
Like a private
investigator
almost.
They come back and decide who gets custody. That's in a divorce. This is talking about a trust where they need a guardian ad litem. So I'm assuming it's the same kind of thing where somebody comes in, best interest of the child, makes the decisions where everything's going to go. Court appointed. Remember, a guardian ad litem is court appointed.
So they're not
important.
A lawyer.
No, I don't think so.
A city employee? I don't know.
7-1-0.
If you know anything about it, 71037, I want to know. I have questions.
But they have a mother. Like, they're... Why do they need this?
Because you have to do legal stuff with this much money given.
Much money at stake.
Vanessa Bryant, one, she's not in the state of mind to manage anything right now. Forget it. Forget about that.
That's
she's going to be screwed up for a while. Let her deal with that. But as far as the money and the trust, there's so many people. Like, I get the guardian ad litem comes in, make sure everyone's safe. And if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't care if there's a guardian ad litem. That's my point.
But think of all the streams of revenue that Kobe has from endorsements, from things that are existing all the way, from all this money that's coming in from all these other sources still.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I wouldn't just...
crazy amount
of
money.
When I first thought, I was thinking it was because there was something wrong with Vanessa that they had to bring someone else in, but it's literally just to look after she's going through a lot. I get it now.
Yes.
Your explanation helped me very much.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She said Vanessa Bryant wants to get her legal affairs in order. She said ASAP because we don't know what's happening with coronavirus, so she's pushing it to even happen quicker so that the trust for Kobe is taken care of. Currently, their agent, or Kobe's former agent who we saw at the funeral,
Rob Pelinka,
he's one of the co-trustees. Along with Vanessa Bryant. So, it's just a lot. You need somebody to come in and just handle it for you. I get that.
It makes sense. Okay, I just thought there might have been something with Vanessa why they needed it, but you clarified, and I appreciate that.
There
you
go, thank
you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I'm wondering what you're going to go off on, because I have a feeling I could probably go off on the same thing.
I think that we need to use better common sense, and I think we have microphones, and we need to talk to people about this. It's our social responsibility, because
we say this as we're socially distant from one another.
We are, but
in the room, yes.
This is the thing I don't think people are getting at in the stores. I don't think you're understanding when you walk in, you need hand sanitizer, okay? You also need to wipe down your cart. Now, that's fine, okay? You want to go through the store and touch everything and spread whatever. You don't know if you're a carrier. Screw you. But this is my real issue. Walking out of the store, nobody, as I spill soda everywhere, uses hand sanitizer.
Nobody.
So I'm watching person after person after person leave the grocery store with hand sanitizer right there at the exit where it was at the entrance.
Which is so easy, by the way. Just to get a little pumpsky, rub your hands together.
Lysol wipes. And I'm thinking to myself, have you thought about, we could see this virus with our eyes, have you thought about everything you've touched in that store and who you've touched and pin pads and how you paid and did you use cash? Was it your card that somebody else has touched in the past week? What all have you touched in this store that you have now carried out of the store and it took 3 seconds to put hand sanitizer and kill the virus on your hands? It would have taken you 3 seconds. I don't understand why people are so stupid. Use some common sense.
Yeah.
They've told us for weeks to use sanitizer, wash your hands repeatedly. Walking out of a store, then touching everything in your car, and then getting out of your car and touching everything in your house, you're not helping flatten the curve. In fact, you're making it worse. I can't stand watching this kind of stuff. You can text to 71037, or you can call to 799-1037, but I don't understand the easiest things we can do to help each other. The easiest.
Yeah.
Hand under, hand sanitizer. You don't have to stop. You keep walking. It shoots out.
It's automatic. It's got a little sensor in there. Yes.
Why do you take all these things you touched and then go out in the world?
And here's the person to the person that's going to go, well, I did it when I walked in. Well,
no.
Think of all the things that you've now touched in the grocery store that other people have walked in there and touched. You don't know what other people have touched. You don't know what those people have touched. What's touched them? What's touched those items?
Thank you.
So when you're leaving, you're now taking all those germs that you've touched in the store and taking them right out of the store back into your home, to your car handle,
your door handle on your car, the gas pump handle. Your parents.
Think of all the places that it's going to go. All the places it's going to go. And the thing is, you're right. It could be solved so simply when it's right there for you. It's free.
It's free.
I know you can't buy it in stores, but when they're providing it to you for free.
It's a sensor. You don't have to do anything but put your hand under. That's it.
Yeah.
Put your hand under and keep walking.
Well,
that's it.
We got people calling in to 799-1037.
Good morning,
Kiss FM. Who is this?
Donnie,
hey, yes, go
Tony,
ahead, Donnie.
Donnie, whatever.
Tony, Donnie.
I don't know what he said.
What up, buddy?
Hey, bud.
Not a problem. So I was actually in Meijer a couple days ago and saw those, basically the wipes. When I went in and when I left, they were gone. Mm-hmm. So there was no opportunity to even do that.
Yes. I've had that happen twice, and both times I've notified a manager. I said, hey, just so you know, you're out of wipes, and they immediately came over.
Good.
It was once at Pick and Save and once at a Meijer also that they were out of wipes.
The person
ran right over.
You know, he's trying to do the right thing, because that happened to me, I think, on Saturday as well, where when I left the store, it was out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, go home, wash your hands immediately.
And tell them. They have it on hand. They can replenish it. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss
FM.
But
he had a fair point. What are you supposed to do if it's out?
Exactly.
Which is your solution was a good solution.
I've done that twice now, yes.
Good morning,
Kiss FM. Who is this? Hello.
Hey, this is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. Do you wash and sanitize your hands when you enter and leave the grocery?
I think that I'm a psycho.
No, you're not. You're actually ahead of the curve.
Yeah, bro.
You're not a psycho.
And there's a bathroom right by the floral department, which floral apartment, which is right by the front door.
Yeah.
It is so easy to just walk your cart over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Of course, I sanitize it before we touch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wash your hands before you leave the store.
Yeah.
And touch your keys. Yes. Touch your car.
And I work in healthcare, so
I'm like, You gotta wash your hands.
I need to ask her one other thing that struck me yesterday when shopping was that the social distancing. Now, I get when you're in an aisle.
Oh my God, okay. They don't stay away from you.
No, I get when you're in an aisle, there's not a lot of space, but you have to be conscious and stay far enough away. People are not staying far away in the store. I'm like, we are way too close for comfort. Like, I get it. You need pasta, but wait your turn. Back up. Go to the end of the aisle, and I'll see you. It's like it's almost like a line for kindergartners. Like, let them go. If they can't understand social distancing and staying far away in stores, then I don't know what to do with you.
I had to get
children.
I had to get dog food. My dogs were out of food. I thought we were going to be locked down. I had to get dog food.
Yeah.
I go to Walmart just to get the dog food.
Yeah.
I'm in the self-checkout line where everyone is literally elbow to elbow.
Yeah.
So I took the giant bag of dog food. I took 10 steps away and I was like, that's my place. And my dog food held my place in my life. So the hell away from everybody.
Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Governor stated to sign into effect something called Safer at Home, is what he's calling it. Because
we're all too stupid to actually follow directions?
Yes.
It's kind of what I said off the air. I was like, I almost feel like he has to do this because of the stupid.
This is like when you were in school and the teachers would tell you to do something, right? And the students weren't listening to the teachers.
Right.
Then the principal had to call an assembly.
Uh-huh.
And everybody had to sit down in an assembly. And that's what Governor Evers has done.
You still
he sat us all down for an assembly.
Listening.
We're all sitting crisscross applesauce on the gym floor listening to him tell us, you
up,
need
kids?
To stay your ass mm-hmm. home, is what he's basically saying, right?
Uh-huh. We're seeing the stupidity as I was at the store getting a couple essentials before the big lockdown and just watching people not sanitize, not wipe down carts, not buy only essentials, you know, things like that. I was like, we don't get it. People, and then Summerfest got canceled.
It did get canceled. It got moved
Postponed, not canceled.
Thank
I should
you.
Not have said that. Postponed.
Summerfest is now moved from what it was going to be in June. It'll now be 3 weekends in September, the 3rd through 5th, the 10th through the 12th, the 17th through the 19th. So 3 consecutive weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Will be Summerfest.
In September, yes.
Okay.
So it'll be Summerfest-tember.
Why was everyone on our conference call last night shocked that Summerfest was canceled? I assumed, or not canceled, postponed.
Our conference call.
Postponed.
Which the ones that we had a radio station conference call last night. An emergency meeting.
And everyone's like, can you believe it? Summerfest. And I'm like, yeah. I just assumed everything was postponed. I can't say canceled. Postponed until further notice. And so explain this to me, Gibbons, because you said you were shocked.
I was shocked and crushed, honestly, because in as far-fetched as it sounds, in my head, in my heart, I thought if we do this 2-week quarantine, events that are 3 months down the line will still go on. And Summerfest is such a staple of this area and this city, 50-plus years. I was like, that's the hope. The light at the end of the tunnel for me was Summerfest.
You thought that Summerfest will be the end of it.
We'll
be ramping
all
back
this
up.
Crap,
so you had hope.
This is giving me chills.
But you weren't being... But don't be stupid, and the moron.
I was being hopeful. Don't call me stupid.
He was hopeful. Yes,
sakes.
I understand.
Well, I'm just saying everything they're telling us is we could be stuck till July.
I know.
So to me, it's like, well, then wasn't it obvious Summerfest would get postponed? Now, I feel sad, like you said, Riggs, that the governor and everyone else in the world has to do crisscross applesauce in a school assembly for all the stupids and say stay home and don't go out. That doesn't mean you get to go out for 5 seconds to get a granola bars or whatever, right?
No, that means essential businesses will remain open. So these are the list of the essential businesses, and there's only 7. You're the 10 on this
list.
They're
doing it to help us,
right?
But we can't help ourselves, which is what's driving me crazy. They have to lock us down because we're that incapable. You know,
grocery stores and food banks, pharmacies, medical supply stores, gas station, convenience stores, liquor stores, of course, Wisconsin. Only in Wisconsin. It's like how they tucked that in there.
Riggs, when I drove past the shopping center by work yesterday, it was dead except for the liquor store.
Uh-huh.
The only thing open in the whole strip mall.
I heard
the
a rumor.
Only thing in the whole strip mall.
I heard a rumor from 2 people on Facebook that Total Wine is delivering. Just a rumor, but I don't know.
I guarantee that's true money.
I digress. Hardware stores, essential businesses, laundromats, banks, auto service place and pet stores. You forget about veterinarians because vets are still open as well. They're taking care
of
our pets.
What did you say? I was Googling totalwine.com.
At the end of the day, I know the governor's not using words like lockdown and shutdown because those are scary and he doesn't want to incite panic and fear, but there needs to be a little bit of that in everybody right now because you need to be on lockdown. You need to limit your time that you go out socially just for a couple of weeks. It's not about you. It's about other people.
Amen. Thank you.
I watched something yesterday. If one person with the flu, because people are like, oh, it's like the flu. It's not like the flu, all right? With the flu, if you got the flu, you have a chance of infecting. It was like 1.2 people or 1.3 people, right? With coronavirus, it's exponentially higher than that.
Yeah,
so if you have the flu and you infect people, you can infect like, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 people. With this one, you can potentially infect
like crazy.
50,000 people on yourself. They don't know how it spreads, so stay inside. Be safe.
Yes.
Socially distance
it's
yourself. That's why you're doing it. Yes.
Somebody asked me yesterday if I was scared. That was, are you scared?
No, I'm not scared. I'm vigilant.
I wrote back and I said, no, I'm not scared for myself because I'm being responsible. I'm scared for my parents who are 80 and they go, aren't they healthy? I go, it doesn't matter. They're 80. We're watching this. They're 80. It doesn't matter. I said, I'm scared for my friends going through chemo right now who cannot get sick because their immune system is like these people could die.
Yeah.
I'm worried about my cousin who's going through chemo. Yeah. All these things. So am I scared for myself? No, because I'm making good choices. Again, crisscross applesauce.
Yes.
Get off my lawn.
Right.
We're back to being parents.
It's an assembly time, all right, kids?
This is why we're on the air right now. To give you some kind of idea and knowledge so you can make better choices.
Yes.
And sit down, Hudson.
We are here giving you better choice, like being the smart ones in the room. What the hell?
And if you already know this and you're already doing these things and you're like, I know, dummy, then go tell 5 other people or 10 other people do that, all right? So go spread the word.
Or when your friend calls you to say, do you want to have a drink, just us, say, no.
No, push FaceTime, though, and let's have a shot.
My neighbor denied me.
Yes.
I said, hallelujah.
You stop spilling things.
Oh, my God, I quit.
Sally?
We're having a damn assembly. Crisscross applesauce
and
now.
And I'm the kid not listening because I'm spilling everything.
Oh, my God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Man, I love a good feud, especially when it's Taylor Swift taking Kim Kardashian down.
Oh!
You know I'm in, baby. So Taylor Swift, everything got revived this week because everyone's sitting at home with nothing to do, right?
Yeah.
Celebrities. So they brought up somehow the whole phone call between Taylor Swift and Kanye West got leaked. The one we heard 4 years ago in 2016 where he called her and said, can I put this line in my song? And it sounded like she was okay with it, but then she came out later and said, whoa, I never knew what the line was. I didn't know he was going to call me the B word and say, I made this B famous, which is the
call
line.
Call me a banana.
So she was pissed when it came out. She's like, I didn't know he was going to be so misogynistic. She even said she told Kanye on the phone, you can hear it, I think it's too misogynistic. You might want to change whatever you're going to do. Not knowing he was going to call her a B, so then he goes and calls her a B anyway.
Crikey.
So here's the thing. So then this phone call leaked. Well, you ready for this? So everyone goes nuts on Kim Kardashian on Twitter now. She was the number 2, the hashtag was the number 2 trending topic because it was things like hashtag Kim Kardashian is over. Ooh. Hashtag Kanye West is over. What? These were trending on Twitter, the top 2 trends.
Ooh.
So people were like, oh. So then Kim, of course, got pissed because everyone was coming for her. And she's the social media queen, isn't she? Isn't she? But she tried to acknowledge, of course, that this is petty and unimportant right now. Of course, now that you've destroyed someone for 4 years, she said, quote, this will be the last, this is Kim Kardashian, this will be the last time I speak on this because honestly, nobody cares. Honey, we care. We're bored at home and we care.
I figured at this point, Riggs cares.
I care as much as
No, don't speak for me.
As much as I'm into Netflix, I care. Yes, I want to know and I want to see Taylor Swift take you down. This is like when you wait for the karma. It's like in your own
lives.
In your own lives. Let's think about how someone wronged you and you wait and you get pissed and you get angry and then you let it go, right?
Yeah.
But then like 5 years later, by some ding in the world, it comes back around when you were least expecting it and you didn't care anymore. Kim, now is your time.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
And it's Quarantinder Tuesday. Quarantinder Tuesday.
Gibbon says he has something in the bag. I said the quarantine's the best thing for breakups.
Yeah.
Yeah. For breakups, so, yeah. But so, not for getting together with somebody.
No. So what happened?
Dude, so like last Thursday, I think it was, before everything got real serious and it was going to be like, we're totally on a lockdown now.
Yeah.
I'm on Snapchat, right?
Oh, God.
And I see this chick.
It all goes downhill from there.
Strike one.
Oh, just you wait.
Strike one.
I see this chick and she's got this beer posted. It's a peanut butter candy beer. And I messaged, I'm like, oh, that beer looks really good. And she's like, yeah, it tasted really good too. And we're just chatting back and forth. I'm like, how you dealing with the quarantine? Well, I still have to work and we're both still working, whatever, whatever, whatever. And I go, hey, when this is all said and done, let's grab some quarantine beers. And she goes, all right, cool, quarantine beers.
That's like the best way to either say, if you don't care if you're going out with someone, like maybe she likes them, maybe she doesn't. Yeah. It's the best push off because it's like, yeah, I'll see you in a few weeks.
Yeah, maybe.
No, maybe. But like I could totally not feel bad saying
we'll
that
go
to
on a
dude.
Date. To be determined.
Yeah, I'll see you in a few months, bro.
Well, at the time, before, because this was like when we were still allowed out to like, you know, socially kind of just be outside and be distant. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'll go to your place and I'll have a beer outside of your place while you sit inside. And I didn't go and do that, obviously.
Yeah.
But then, like, things quickly change. And she's like, I just want to let you know something about me. I like pain and pleasure. And I like giving it and I like receiving it. And I'm like, all right, she's a freak. And then I got super interested.
Yeah, especially if she's telling you that on a message and you haven't even hung out.
Yeah.
Honey, slow down. You save that for like the first date, okay? Like, what the? Who's she putting that in a text?
Bro, we're in quarantine
women,
and all the social norms and all the way things normally go.
Nobody will wife you up. It's because you're throwing out the milk before you even met the guy.
It's a desperate times call for desperate measures.
They
can't have dates right now. So she's like, when do I start telling this guy that I'm kind of a freak?
I can't believe how forward some of these women are. That's what blows my mind.
I'm thinking
just
probably.
Just when I think I'm blunt, I'm like, these chicks are crazy.
Well, Allie,
like,
think
you're
about
texting, you're messaging a guy you don't know, telling him the way you like sex.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with this picture. Honey.
Well,
how are people
supposed to even
it's
date?
One thing if you
or
know each other.
Can people even date at all
no,
during this
totally,
time right now?
You could totally
distantly?
Talk to each other.
Yes.
But telling my sexual style in a message that I wrote down on it to a guy I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
That's a little creepy, dude.
Sorry, girl.
That's like for Tinder. Get on Tinder.
What do you mean for Tinder? How is it any different?
Because when you go on Tinder, you're like, hey, versus like Facebook or Snapchat. Hey, here's how I like my sex. Huh? You're on Snapchat. You're not on Tinder.
I don't know. I'm married, dude, so I don't even know.
I know.
But single people.
Is in heaven because he's doing that thing where he's living through the internet and thinks he's getting a chick right now, but he's not.
How are people navigating?
This is how we're losing it. Not reality, Gibbons. It's a message.
How are other single people navigating this ridiculous time? I want to know.
7-7-1-0-3-7. Are we still doing a radio show here?
799-1037.
You're having hot dogs and donuts with yourself right now.
Yes.
And I'm living out the fantasy, damn it. I've got no other choice.
Women, we have so much power. All we have to do is say something stupid like that.
Exactly.
I hate it when
she's
you guys win.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. To the person that just texted to 71037, so a booty call with your friend with benefits is not essential? No, it is not essential. Unfortunately, no.
Did you sleep with them before the quarantine or after? That's what really... Officer, I'm driving to get a booty call, and I'm going straight home. Going nowhere.
Because I think if after, you can totally meet up.
I think it's
if it's one-on-one. If it's one-on-one,
if you've already done it, and you've already been in contact, and you're only staying at your houses...
Yes.
I'm just saying.
So no new booty calls?
No new booty calls, no.
No new booty calls.
All right.
Correct.
What's that one?
That's correct, my friend.
They would have to be grandfathered or grandmothered in before the corona pandemic.
What if you check their temperature beforehand? No?
No.
I'm just trying to help
myself.
You're
about to play hot dogs and donuts. You're worried about their temperature?
How are people navigating?
You don't have to kiss.
The governor has said that everything is safer at home. They want you staying at home. They don't want you going out, which affects single people drastically, I would imagine. So how are people navigating?
Let's talk about us and the struggle. Let's talk about us single people.
How are people navigating the dating world? 414-799-1037. Good morning. How are you doing it?
I am not at all.
So you put a whole pause on dating altogether.
Absolutely.
Well, how do you
date?
I
will talk to people, but I wanted to... Allie thinks it's so crazy that girls are so forward. Boys are... disgusting.
I know they're pigs. I'm used to that. They're pigs.
Yeah.
But they don't care. Here's the difference.
Like,
guys don't care.
Day.
guys don't care if we have any respect for them. That's the difference, okay?
No, we don't.
So they could be gross. We are supposed to care, okay? We're supposed to care. We can't count on them, okay,
to have a standard. You as women are supposed to have the standards,
Thank
all right?
Thank you.
Yes.
Because they don't have any, honey.
Zero.
They don't have any.
That's true.
Like, I expect the D pics from dudes on Tinder that are gross. I expect women to know better. It's like children and adults. Like,
yeah, we are children.
Men are the children, we're the adults.
So women are going to be fine. God. Women are going to be fine during this whole thing. It's the guys that are going to be screwed, right? Is that what it is?
Well, probably.
That's what's going to happen.
Good luck, y'all.
Or not screwed.
Not screwed at all.
Bum.
All right.
Hang in there, girl.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good one. I think cybering is going to come back. Remember that back in the day, the cyber rooms?
Well,
the cyber...
that's when AOL was big. Yes. And you got on the chat rooms and
age, sex, location, ASL. Yeah.
Somebody that texted in, cyber sex is the new sex. They're right.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're supposed to say that. I don't care anymore.
All right.
We have lost it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Time for Hell to the No.
What day is today? Tuesday?
It's March 40-something.
We don't even know what day it is.
March 40-something.
It is Tuesday. We are on the second day of homeschooling for my children, okay?
Oh, man.
I have already forgotten the password for one of the 7 sites I need to log in to get their stuff. The PowerSchool app, which I know a lot of people use.
No.
I got it all set up. And then today, my nanny's like, what's the password? I'm like, oh, damn. And then I'm like 2 days in and I've already not saved and lost the password to get my kids learning. Like, who am I?
Is that a built-in excuse for why your kid didn't do your homework? Mom's ineptitude?
No.
Mom's inept. Mom has no idea what's going on.
No clue. But I laughed because we submitted at 3 p.m. yesterday, and almost every kid had submitted their homework. You could see it on the app.
Uh-huh.
It's kindergarten, so it's not a big deal seeing other people's homework. But
it's not an essay on the Jane Austen book or something.
It's not honors English in high school online. Okay, it's funny. Okay. But
I have to ask. I have to ask you to do an impression.
His review.
Please do your impression of Hudson doing his book report via homework yesterday on why he liked the book that he liked.
So they had to submit a video or a picture talking about their reading response, right? He's a kindergarten.
Yeah.
So I turn on the camera and I go, Hudson, go ahead, tell us what you loved about the book. And boy, did he go deep with it. My 6-year-old looked right into the camera and he goes, the reason I liked the book is I liked it. I just liked it. And that was it.
With that exact cadence.
He literally said, I liked it. I just liked it.
Hey, man.
And I was like, Hudson, I don't know what that was, but that was hysterical, dude. I liked it. I just liked it.
Unlike his mother, he's a man of few words. Very few words, that guy. You can text to 71037 or call 414-799-1037. I had a hell to the nail yesterday.
What happened? What?
My wife yesterday, she goes,
oh, I might have heard this off the air. Is this what you told me off the air when Givens was out?
Oh, she wanted to go for pasta.
Yes! Givens, did you hear the story?
Wait a second.
She wanted to go and get pasta because she wanted pasta. She was like, I need to go out to the
store. Not because you needed it.
No, because she wanted
it. She just wanted it.
She wanted pasta with vodka sauce. And she was like, we should make a sausage and peppers. Let's go get everything for that. I go, this is not a time to just go out and get a la carte things that you want.
You don't go to the store because you feel like having chicken tonight.
No.
You don't have chicken, you're screwed.
Hold on.
You order it online or pick up, people.
I said, we got to eat what we have. Eat through the things that we have right now. If we need to do a produce run, that's one thing. But you're not going.
Oh, Gibbons is freaking out. What?
No.
Gibbons?
Here is life in 2020 in a nutshell here. And this is not rehearsed, not practiced. Mm. Riggs, I got a deal for you.
What?
You have a lot of TP at your house, right?
Yes.
I got a lot of pasta at my house.
Trade done.
I'll trade you a box of pasta for some TP.
I've already been in contact with you. That sounds like a great trade.
I will trade you.
Oh my God, this is like the Oregon Trail, you guys.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
You give
it's
me
all come full circle.
6 rolls of toilet paper. I will not throw punch you.
That's just a threat. That's not nice at all.
That's Allie being Damn Allie, it. For Christ's sake. We're supposed
to
be.
How about no?
If you...
Threaten me with violence? Jesus.
Okay, fine. You know I can't come to your house, so you're protected,
you can,
okay?
Though.
Well,
we've already been in contact.
Listen. I know we've all seen each other, but if anyone asks, you're not allowed to come to my houses, okay?
No.
I'm using this as an excuse.
Yes, we're staying
socially
really distant.
To really disconnect.
Yeah.
From us.
It's kind of like when you're married and now you're stuck at home married and you're pissed.
Yeah.
The single people are loving life. Don't come over. Don't call me.
Yeah.
I'll be here online.
Introverts are doing great right now.
The new bombs in the mail.
See?
Oh, I thought about that the other day. Yeah. What does a single person do?
A lot of hand time. I saw.
Oh, God.
What?
You asked for it.
71037, or you can call 414-799-1037. You got a hell to the no? Let's talk about it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I had my headphones turned down. Like, are we on the air? What's happening?
I just almost ate it. I'm sorry. There's five different things going on in here right now.
Gibbons almost fell out of his chair, and it was hilarious, Allie. Right, it was hilarious.
Okay, so let's talk about the quarantine. Guess who we finally did have a negative in the celebrity world, negative test. He was quarantining just in case, was Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily came back negative, so he knows he still should stay home because you can pick it up anytime.
Yeah.
But that was the good news, was
Hell
we had
yeah.
a negative. Now, doesn't mean go out and assume you're negative. It means, I assume I'm a carrier.
Me too.
And that if I go out, I have the chance to infect someone else, and I'm just trying to be socially responsible right now.
Uh-huh.
And if I see another person walk into the store without using hand sanitizer, or Lysol wipes as of yesterday, that blew my mind.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Are you listening?
I understand you can't buy them in stores, but when the store is providing it for you right there to use as a public service and you don't use it,
I went off about this already.
You're doing more hurt than help, man.
Thank you, Riggs. And I'm going to go off about it again because here's the deal. When you walk into the store, I do the hand sanitizer, Lysol wipes. I touch 90 things in the store, including the pin pad you've all touched. And then I walk out without sanitizing. I watch these people walk out of the store. I go, no, you're not helping. You're carrying everything you touched out. Stop. It would take 5 seconds to do hand sanitizer, kill a virus, hopefully, and move on with your day. What's wrong with you?
I have hand sanitized my hand.
Don't be embarrassed.
3 times since you started talking, and it took 5 seconds each time. And it kills, my God, what's 99.99% of germs for
Gibbons. That kills 102% of germs because that's Riggs' old fashioned homemade hand sanitizer. So that kills 102% of germs, brother.
Mm-hmm. You're damn right.
That's right, brother.
Seriously.
This is made right here in Franklin, Wisconsin.
My point is, don't be stupid, you morons.
No,
and I feel like I notice some people, I think, are actually embarrassed to go up and use Lysol wipes like a psycho like I do because these are the people that are afraid we're overreacting, right?
Right.
Which we're past that point. There's not a question anymore. Just follow the rules and shut up, okay?
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed. I walked right up and stood there like, anyone want to join me? And as people walked by me.
The next time I have to go out and I see somebody using it, I'm going to give them a standing ovation. I'm going
to
start clapping for them.
If you see
someone, thank you.
I'm not kidding. Applaud them. And I'm also going to start stopping the people who walk past it. What about that, Riggs?
What if I do the opposite?
What if I stopped the people who walked out of the store and said, can you sanitize before you go out into the world?
Yes.
Can I do that?
It's like we're in preschool again because you're being told that don't touch each other, wash your hands, stay home. You're grounded.
Don't be stupid, you moron.
Seriously.
Get off my lawn.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
One good thing that may be coming out of this quarantine is the ability to watch a bunch of crap TV that I wouldn't normally watch.
Yeah.
I have found some outstanding stuff, you guys. Not to mention the fact that I'm on pins and needles about the season finale of This Is Us tonight. Yes, that's right.
Riggs, I get it, but I want to know this Tiger, what is it called? Tiger what?
Tiger King.
Okay, I keep seeing people post on Instagram and Facebook, if you're not watching this, run. So like, I don't want you to tell me.
I'm not.
Because you're the worst, but
listen.
What is it even about? And I'm going to watch it later.
I wrote 12 words about Tiger King. And if this doesn't hook you into want to watch Tiger King, I don't
know
what to tell you.
Intern Kevin, is it a spoiler? Read it. Intern Kevin, did he give us a spoiler on the show, the 12 words, or is it readable on the radio?
None of that spoils anything. There's nothing plot related. Well, these are words.
Riggs, you say that repeatedly and then you ruin it for everybody. That's why I don't want you. For once, we're not letting you talk about something if you're going to ruin it because we're all stuck inside with things.
What did he say?
Crossout number 11.
So he...
Come on, Riggs!
So what do you mean? Put more in there than
needed to be. No, that's public information. Okay, fine.
I'll leave that off. Put me in a place where I know nothing. I don't need your 12 lists.
That's what I'm saying.
A 3-second
That's pertinent.
Synopsis.
I'm not telling you what. Okay, exotic animals.
Okay.
Mullets. Expired meat.
It's a documentary?
Yes.
So it's a documentary about
animal
animals
attacks.
And meat?
Meth mouth. Denim and leather.
is not helping.
I don't Explosions know. And arson. See, that's why I'm not giving away into the plot.
It. This is like when we're in the middle of a quarantine. Nobody knows what's going on right now. I don't know what you're saying. Just give me a
synopsis.
I don't
want to say anything, because if I do, then you'll say that I'm spoiling it. Jesus Christ, I don't know what to do.
Just it's about animals and XYZ.
It's about a guy that trains tigers. He's got like this whole tiger set up, all right? Exotic animals.
How hard was that?
It's deeper than that, though.
That's a perfect
talking.
That was the premise.
That was all we needed was the premise.
There you go.
A guy that trains lions or tigers, whatever. That was all I needed. Not
He owns a bunch of exotic animals.
Got it. You said
there's a lot to it.
Stop talking. You've said enough.
Go watch it. There you go. Have
a
nice day.
Exotic animal trainer. No, I don't want to push the button, but that was... How did it take that long to get to that synopsis?
And it was perfect.
I said exotic animals was the first thing out of my mouth.
That meant nothing to us.
Okay.
You didn't say it's about a trainer.
I'm so nervous to even say anything about any show, because you're like, you're spoiling it. Everybody tells me that all the time.
We've accomplished our...
Right.
We've gotten where we need to be, given.
Thank you. You've bullied me into a corner. Now I'm afraid to talk about it now.
You bullied us into bullying you to shut up.
I bullied you.
Because you ruin everything.
Everything that comes out.
It's your fault.
And you take joy.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
I do take joy in it.
Let
Gibbons
talk. This is an important point.
Do you or do you not take joy?
Let him finish.
Let me ask you the damn question before.
I'm spoiling it.
Riggs.
It's the worst.
Do you or do you not get genuine joy out of spoiling things?
Yes.
So could you not see that how we were paranoid that even in 12 words you'd be able to ruin and spoil?
Not even paranoid. I just know he would do it. And as Kevin had to look and say, mark off something.
Uh-huh.
You had too much info in your description.
And then
the description sucked anyway. It was like animals, lion, meat.
I was trying to not give it away.
But you didn't give it away.
Gibbons,
you
give me a show that I watch that you can think of that Riggs does not.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The Kardashian family is
so
wild and crazy.
Riggs
on-
says to me, tell me what the premise is. And I go, girls.
Okay.
Rich.
Okay.
Shopping.
Shopping and Snapchat.
No, see, that interesting.
You don't have a clue what it's about.
Yeah.
No.
But if you were to say...
It's about these girls who are all about social media, who like to shop, and they're rich.
And they're hot.
And they're hot. That would be the correct description.
And I would say...
You know what? I feel like we're in second grade again. This is like how the teachers talk to my kids. They're like, redo your description now.
Crisscross applesauce.
Crisscross applesauce.
So,
all right.
Riggs,
so Tiger King is the show. It's a documentary about a guy who owns a bunch of tigers and other people who own tigers and how they fight. And it's a crazy twisted world.
Say no more.
The endangered and these exotic animals.
Is it going to disturb me since I can't watch like animals getting hurt?
Gonna,
it makes me sick.
It's not going to disturb you. No.
Okay.
It's just going to make you laugh your ass off because.
Laugh. Oh,
yes.
Oh, I thought it was serious.
No, you're going to laugh at other people's misery. Yes, because these people.
Well, consider me in. Stop talking.
There's
don't
drama.
Tell us. We don't want to know anymore.
There's drama that you like.
I thought he was going to get too detailed.
No, there is drama.
Yeah. The problem is Post Malone
there's
has
murder.
30 seconds for us to talk.
There's murder
until he
for
sings.
Hire.
And Riggs has way too much freedom right now.
There's murder.
Post Malone, please God, start singing.
Tiger King.
Post
go
Malone.
Watch it. But I really can't wait for This Is Us tonight.
No,
can I spoil that? Can I spoil that? Because
no!
The Pearson family, here's what happens.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
The governor, Tony Evers, is ordering a closure of all non-essential businesses and urging people to stay home in what he is calling the Safer at Home Act, set to go into place today.
And this is for your own safety.
And the safety of others.
Yes.
Right? It's not just about you, it's about other people.
Well, I mean, I feel like we've been saying this from the start and these dummies don't get it.
No, they don't.
You know who you are. If you're confused right now, you're the dummy. If you understand what we're talking about, you're not, okay?
Mm-hmm. If you're a younger person with a regular, pretty healthy existence, you probably will get it and you probably will be okay, but it's not about you. It's about the other people around who have compromised immune systems,
mm-hmm.
the people who are older, the people who can't handle it, who have underlying respiratory issues, like my friend Linda, who is 75. She lives at home. She has COPD, so she already has respiratory mm-hmm. problems. She's got her cousin bringing her food all the time. And I was like,
how about my friend Christine, who's 35? 35 and has cancer and is fighting it like a champ, but cannot get sick because her immune system is down. How about my 25-year-old cousin who has cancer as well, who's going through chemo and could die if she gets... Listen, if you don't understand why you shouldn't be transmitting this disease, turn on the television, read an article, and get a clue at this
point.
Just
go to the CDC website. Go there. Go to John Hopkins. Because those are great, from the horse's mouth, resources.
Uh-huh.
Untainted, unbiased, Nothing on Facebook that's being shared by your uncle who went to medical school at a Hollywood backstage college in 1983. None of that. It's all straight from the source.
But this is your chance to flatten the curve and help everyone. Because if we could actually stay inside for a short period of time, well, not short, at least two right. weeks, probably more. We could kill it, but the problem is you got too many stupids.
Yeah, you do.
That you have to have the governor or the president come in and talk to us like we're children and say, you can't leave anymore because you don't get
it. I'll say what I said earlier. It's like when you were in school and nobody listened to the teacher. Yeah. So the principal called an assembly and everybody sits crisscross applesauce in the gym while the governor stands there at the podium and tells you, here's what you got to do, all right?
Stupid.
Is what has to happen.
Uh-huh.
So later today, he'll outline things like the full list of exemptions and how long it's going to be in place.
Yeah, I want to know how long we're going to be shut down for. Yeah. I am curious about all those details. Right. Not like it matters. Nobody's going to be going anywhere. Yeah.
Right, but people do like to know because uncertainty is frightening to a lot of people, especially small businesses. But people that will probably not be affected are people like doctors, nurses, healthcare industry, grocery and family caregivers. Those people will probably be granted exemptions. But limiting your travel, 100% necessary, only going out for necessities to the grocery store there and back. He's saying things like going for walks will be okay, like taking a dog for a walk is okay. It's good for your mental health to get out every once in a while, but don't go out in droves. Mm-hmm. Don't go down to Veterans Park with 700 people. No. Like, don't make it that by any means. Don't crowd the beaches like they do in Australia and Florida and California. But
you want to know how seriously people are taking it? Text someone and go, do you want to get together, like three of us? And if they say yes, go. You're not taking this seriously. Stay home. Uh-huh. Also, it's like a trick.
Summerfest postponed now. Summerfest, the world's largest music festival, postponed to September. Mm-hmm. Three separate weekends in September it will happen now. So stay inside. Socially distance yourself when
we just did everything, we could move on with our lives quicker. That's the problem.
Yeah. We give guidelines for a reason because they're scientists and they know. Hello.
My uncle on Facebook's an expert.
I was
going
to say, Gina on Facebook knows it all.
Listen here, Gina. Yeah, I said Gina. Shut up, Gina.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. You can always catch up with our show on demand. Show number 876 is in the books. Mm-hmm. Day number something of quarantine, March 40-somethingeth on the calendar. I don't even know what day it is. I don't even know what's going on anymore. Do you? Nobody does.
Nope.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning? Did you?
Yeah.
I learned something about Gibbons this morning. That apparently
he's
going to
get catfished?
Exactly.
Best text of the day. Gibbons is so going to get catfished during the quarantine, and I believe it.
Gibbons is still
probably
out there.
Probably by his ex, if you want me to be quite frank.
Gibbons is still thirsty out there.
Could you be Allie again and not Frank, please?
Out in these streets.
Am I too honest for you?
He's out in these streets for Quarantinder Tuesday.
Yeah.
Trying to hook up with some ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably going to end up getting catfished. Because this is when all the catfishes are going to come out.
Seriously, and this is when everybody uses everybody to date anyway and get it. Because you're bored, you want attention.
Uh-huh.
So you're really basing a new relationship on loneliness.
You're a guy. She's gonna try to pull one over on you. Be like, I don't have any money right now, but if I come over, maybe you can give me some money and I'll give you some hot dogs and donuts in return.
You know what I love is your fantasies of how we talk to men.
Yeah.
Do you love that? How he said, what she's going to do, bruh, is tell you, I need some.
And then she's going to show up to your house.
Wait, let me finish. Allie talk because I'm hearing it in her. I'm hearing it in the girls.
Let me finish. He's filling your head with nonsense.
Let me finish. And then she shows up to your house.
Yeah.
Wearing nothing but lingerie, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, where's your wallet? And then she takes your wallet. She runs away and she takes all your cash.
Bitch, I ain't got cash in that wallet. She can have the damn thing. Come on.
Fair. Joke's on you, lady.
Uh-huh.
Joke's on you, catfisher.
Whatever you're telling us.
Jerome from Cudahy. Brittany.
Oh, my God.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Allie?
A lot. I feel like my head's going to explode, quite frankly, from all the information that was thrown at me.
Yeah. About the Tiger King.
I learned that. Oh, yeah. Thank you. That we talked about that. Again, I couldn't tell you what I talked about 5 minutes ago, quite frankly.
Right?
But... yes, Riggs has watched Tiger King, and I said, don't you dare spoil it for
me. Tiger King, man.
because everyone's talking about it on social, mm-hmm. and we're all looking for good stuff to watch when we're losing our minds. So Two I'm birds. Gonna watch it today. But Riggs,
Joe Exotic,
fine,
go
great.
Watch him. Go watch
I'm
him.
Gonna watch it, You're and I had it. To get through the whole thing without Riggs spoiling it for me.
Which you have to do
which
it today.
Was, which was exhausting
today because I'll spoil it tomorrow. He but will. I'm on episode 7, man. Catch up. Come on, let's go.
You know what?
Let's go.
This
let's
is
go.
What he thinks is he
lock
thinks
your kids in the basement and finish Tiger King so we can talk about it.
Let me open the door for everyone. Riggs thinks when we're all working from home, he knows I can't scream at him. I can't touch him. I can't reach across the counter and go, yeah. what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's loving it.
Yeah.
He's going to get to go home and ruin everything for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because no one can control the man, the beast, when he's alone in
Hold
the
on.
Wild with his own with
Hold
his
on.
With his home stuff.
Left to my own devices, I'll spoil
oh,
it for
God.
The world.
If
Ooh.
There's one person who can invoke fear via just FaceTiming, it'd be you, Allie. So I think you could still scare him into not giving away the spoilers.
Yeah, I'll push ignore. Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
Speaking of ignoring, I learned on the show this morning that Allie is like the only person who's not ignoring the rules in the store when it comes to disinfecting you when you go in and disinfecting you when you leave.
I yeah. can't, you know, obviously I use the hand sanitizer when I walked into the grocery store and then as well.
You
and
say
I,
obviously, and, but it's not obvious.
But I thought it was and then I left and as I left, I thought, how many things did I touch and possibly move around a virus?
Yeah.
I, for my own safety and others, I'm going to sanitize on the way out as well. As I did and I watched Yeah. nobody else sanitized on the way out. And I went, you're not helping. In fact, you're making it worse for all of us.
Yeah. So when you go out for life essential things and you see somebody washing or sanitizing their hands, give them a nice, like...
And when you see someone don't, you're yes. allowed to light them up. I hate to break it to everyone.
Yeah, say, hey, use that sanitizer. It's right no. there for a reason, Karen.
I will shame you.
Karen?
Rightfully so.
The problem is I'm not going back to the store at this point. I'm doing pickup and delivery, okay?
You and your three kids wash your dirty hands, you Ugh. Filthy animals. Ugh. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.